part two.
We're going to talk about COVID.
Yeah.
And the medical tyranny that they've put us under with that.
Yeah.
Okay. COVID-19. I said it. Put the flag up.
Right.
COVID-19 is becoming a religion to governments around the world.
It's called Fauciite.
Fauci.
That's what they call them, dude. Fauciites.
Faucianity. So anyways, it's true, though. But it's like, we're sitting here looking down another variant. We're sitting here looking down job markets and economies and all kinds of people's lives, not only at stake from a virus that can't kill people. We all know where it probably came from and how it happened, but they won't ever admit that because that puts too much risk at, you know, people in power being not in power anymore.
But right.
We're sitting here staring down the barrel of a gun with COVID, and it's like, if you look at the numbers and you look at the way masking and the vaccine rate, and we don't need to get into too much detail because then they'll come on here and cancel our ass.
Yeah.
We're not big enough to like fight it. Not yet, at least. But, you know, the vaccine, they don't know. I read this on multiple news sources yesterday. They don't know if the new strain, the new variant, mm-hmm. is going to be covered by the vaccine.
Oh, no.
You know, they don't know how likely it is to prevent you from getting COVID or dying from COVID because it's new and it's mutating
rapidly.
They do
seem to know that it's not any more dangerous or less dangerous, yes. But that as far as it being more contagious.
They're going
to
push these boosters, and they're going to continue to push people to get these shots like crazy. And if you want to get the shot, get the shot. If you don't want to get the shot, that's your personal choice. I'm all for personal choice. I know you are too. Okay?
And but don't – the one thing I will say about that is don't push it on others because it's funny. A lot of them want to say, just listen to the science and get the shot. Well, you don't know the science. You don't. You're wrong.
No one does because there's not enough time behind any of this. And I know you guys have all probably heard this 1,000 times.
I'm just worried about my kid.
That's the crazy part too is – this medical mandating of people who are way too young, in my opinion.
Yep.
It's wild. But what I'm trying to get at is this, and this kind of ties into what we just talked about in part one. And that's that we're looking down another thing that is a money hustle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Technically, and I've read this on multiple occasions, the U.S. government owns part of the vaccine patent.
Oh, yeah. And if you want to learn more about that, go check out Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck did a lot of awesome research on that.
There's a lot of people have on both sides of the political spectrum.
Yeah.
You know, if you find somebody who's a true journalist who's trying to find the truth and not just playing for a party, you'll find the truth.
Take the politics out of it.
Exactly. So, what was it? Like, Pfizer made like $12 billion in a year off one vaccine.
Something crazy, yeah.
And then Moderna was right behind him. And then obviously Johnson, I said it three times. Johnson didn't make as much money because they had the big issue with it or whatever and it got recalled. But they still probably made more money than most major corporations do in that particular period of time. You know what I'm saying? Like that's just shit ton of money. And guess what? You know what happens? I told you it's a racket. Oh, you have to get the booster. Oh, there's a new variant. You have to get the booster. Oh, it mutated. You have to get the booster.
The booster.
It's just like, what are we doing, you know?
Well, my fear is that, you know, if you got the original vaccine, the two shots, my fear is that you're going to have to get boosters for your immune system to be able to catch up because the original vaccine is...
It's going to wear off.
...weakened your immune system on some level. But, like I said, I don't claim to know the science. I don't know exactly what's going on. I don't think you do either. So, the biggest thing I had a problem with is that when this all started, the news outlets preach this is that as long as we have 100% transparency with these vaccines,
we're never going to.
We'll take it. We can't get
100% transparency on where the shit came from.
No. There has been zero transparency. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's all political, and it's dumb that we're even fighting over it, dude. Like, you want to get a vaccine, that's fine, but, dude, it's not protecting you and me from each other.
Mm-mm.
It's not. It's not. And if you are one of those people that claim to believe in the science, then you should know that.
Yeah. Well, I understand when they say, like, oh, the vaccine will prevent you from getting so sick you'll die.
Yeah, that's...
That's not true.
And it could be. It could not be. We don't know.
But it can't be true because how many people are dying with the vaccine?
Oh, it's happening.
There was a report out of Australia just a couple of months ago. They were
people have died from taking the vaccine.
Five people died yesterday from COVID-19. Four of them were vaccinated. Three of the four were fully vaccinated. So, like, one was, like, one of the two shots.
Yeah.
And three of them were both shots. And they were just like, yeah, this is the thing. It's like...
The thing that hurts my soul is the fact that they don't care about the health of the people. They don't. You know why? I can tell you why. Because... There's literal proof of people dying from the vaccine alone. From taking the vaccine, they died. Okay? But that number's so low that it's actually pretty safe for everybody. If it's killing even one person, two people, three people, imagine what it's doing to your body on the inside of you, even though it didn't kill you.
Yeah.
Seriously, think about that. Like, if it killed somebody, then it's doing shitty shit in everybody else.
Yeah, it may be preventing one thing, but it's just like when you go and they're like, oh, man, I got, you know, real bad cramps. Like, take this medicine. You might have anal leakage, temporary heart failure. Like, it's just like, what is this long list of side effects?
Like the side effect commercials. Yeah, but they will never tell us all the side effects that could happen with the vaccine.
And you all probably know this. The vaccine companies are immune.
Yeah,
they can't get in trouble for anything that happens.
Nope.
This was in Congress the other day. Someone was combating the mandate, and they basically put up the statistic. Now, I'm going off the top of my head. I could go back and look it up. So hear me out on this.
Okay.
It was like 280,000 people have had complications from the flu shot over like some like extended period of time, like 10, 20 years or whatever. I don't remember the exact amount of years. It was a while. And then they looked at COVID. And COVID, in 1 year of research, had like 79,000 complications.
Right.
And then it said deaths. And this picture's up. A congressman has it like, hey, what the fuck is this? Why are we not talking about this? And
because it's too political. I know. That's why we're not talking about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And the flu shot had like, I don't even remember what the number was. It was like 8,000 deaths or something like that over the last however many years.
Yeah.
And the COVID vaccine was at like 5,000 or 6,000 already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, if you look at the percentages, complications and deaths from COVID just in that time span alone are on track to just kick the shit out of the flu vaccine and their complications.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They give you the flu vaccine every year. They've never once got the right strain.
Yeah.
When they vaccinate you for the flu, because the flu is just like COVID. For those of you who don't know, the flu started with the Spanish flu back in, what was it, like 1910, 1920? Like, back in the early 1900s.
I'm pretty sure it was 1921.
Something like that, yeah.
It was like 100 years, yeah.
But I'm just, like, kind of spitballing here. Like, that shit happened. Lots of people died. It's a tragedy. It was little... pandemic or epidemic, whatever you want to call it. And after a year, people got natural immunity because they got it.
Yeah.
50 or 60% of the population in the world got it, maybe more. And eventually people just started becoming susceptible to the flu and died. Those people died off, and the other genes continued to thrive on because that was in their body already.
Yeah.
Once inoculations... and the vaccine started happening, and they're like, we have a flu shot. This will help you not get the flu.
Yeah.
They started injecting you with the flu to try to fight the flu because you're giving yourself antibodies. Well, they're guessing because the flu has always mutated.
There's always been a
variant. Every year, they're like, this is what it's going to be. They've never got it right. They just inject you with a different flu.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's crazy, too, is that, you know, I get it. I get that they were trying to... find something fast. They're trying to help humanity. They're trying to get it out fast.
Operation Warp Speed and Trump.
Right. I get that, you know. But here's the thing. What's funny is that you can literally watch a video of Fauci telling everyone that even with everything going perfectly and all of the clinical trials going absolutely perfect without a single flaw is still going to take about 10 years to get or years.
Let's give it to your five-year-old, though.
I don't remember exactly what how many years he said, but it was more than a year. I could tell you that. But it's just it's crazy that we so many people, and it's because it's a political thing. You'll hear it all over the TV. You'll hear all these people telling you what they believe is it's safe, it's this and it's that, and that's fine. But I haven't seen real science, and neither have they. So how can they proclaim that?
They can proclaim it because it technically is real science, but it's the start of it. It's not finished.
Right.
It's unfinished science, in my opinion. Like, that's the best way I can look at it. Like look at the whole mask thing. Okay? I understand if you want to wear a mask because it makes you feel more comfortable, or you do have a disease that makes you, you know, immune compromised. If you want to wear a mask, that's fine. Please, God, go get an N95.
Right.
Okay? There's one right up there I have for emergencies. An actual N95.
Right.
Guess what? That's what's going to stop it because of the particulate density, or not density, the size. Your little thing that your mom got you off of Etsy ain't cutting it.
Right. I'm sorry. Not doing anything.
You can sit here and try to tell me, like, okay, I'm breathing out and it's not a straight line anymore. No, it's like a fucking sprinkler in your front yard. Like, it's just going wherever.
Or just everyone with their nose out and.
Yeah.
Like, just. It.
Come on, man. Like, we would be so much better. This is just my opinion. Don't. Fucking flip a wig.
They should have just mass produced real gas masks.
No, they should have done that.
That would have been great. Could you imagine that? An entire.
A whole population of people just like.
Yeah, just wearing gas masks every day.
This is the thing, though. This is what's crazy. If they were really, really smart about this, they wanted to give people all this money they gave people for. This is just in America. If you're around the world, let us know what you really, really thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened with you and what you thought you should have done? You know, what your country did that wasn't good. In America, they gave out, how much did they end up giving out? It was like $6,000 or $7,000 or something like that in total by the time it was all said and done. If you have family members and kids and, you know what I'm saying?
You mean
the stimulus checks that they kept throwing.
Oh, everybody. Yeah.
It was like $5,000, $7,000, depending on who you were or what kind of family you have. If they were smart. And I'm blaming Trump for this one, okay? If they were smart, they would have said this. Here's your situation. Let's give everybody 2 weeks. Social distance. Wear your mask. We didn't really know a whole lot. And we're going to give everybody 2 weeks. Okay? We're going to get you that money.
Okay.
You could just have said 10 grand at that point. I don't care. Here, everybody, is a big chunk of money.
Right.
You need to go over the next month or 2 weeks or whatever, just pick your time, and get supplies and get ready because we're going to shut this bitch down for a month.
Yeah.
It's not going to last longer than a month. It's going to be a month. Unless you're a doctor or you are someone like a police officer.
Yeah.
Like a true essential worker.
Yeah.
You stay home. We're going to shut it down. And we're going to literally cut this bitch down at the knees.
Right.
Then we wouldn't have had to rush
the entire planet would have to do that.
Well, no. You
because actually, then at the end of that month, if the other countries didn't do it, at the end of that month, people would be flying in and out, bringing it back.
That's true. And then that maybe that's what should have happened.
The entire planet should have done that.
Yeah, it should have. But and that's just my one humble opinion. If you can literally say, and I'm a libertarian. I'm all about freedom. I'm all about.
But if there's a real threat, and we all.
They enact all these different clauses, and they enact all these different, like, you know, statutes, like, well, we have the right to do this because in an emergency situation, it's like, okay, fine. It's an actual emergency. Let's shut the shit down. Okay. But after a month, nobody can say different. I can't sign Trump, whoever was the president. I can't change this. This has to be this. Okay.
Yeah.
And then from there,
you need the company bailout money to bail out the time lost in that month.
That's fine. Okay, I get that. You know, you make the you make the effort with all this money you've been spending on random shit to get that fixed after that month's over, and then we go from there.
Yeah, all the other random stupid shit that they spend money on, they could have allocated those funds.
Yeah, well, everybody's going to say this help. Is what everybody's argument would have been with that. Everybody's argument would have been like, well, this relative of mine is sick and dying from something else, from cancer to heart failure. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't get to spend that time with them. Make exceptions for that. But you can't sit here and have it be for every little exception past that.
And that's what I'm just going to say, that with that situation, you know, you can go see your grandmother without spreading it to other people.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And if you're really cautious, you wear the right type of mask and you keep the right type of distance, fine. What I'm trying to get at is this. You can't, like, continue to go down that hill of, well, this is an acceptable reason and this is an acceptable reason. Because what happens, you know, you don't need to. People can go 1 month without their trash getting picked up.
Right.
Is that kind of gross? Yeah. But people can go 1 month without their trash getting picked up.
Yeah.
You know, I was a construction worker at the time. People could have went 1 month without that building getting built.
You can also go 1 month with canned food. You can do it.
It doesn't even have to be canned food.
But you know what I mean. Like, you could do the bare minimum for 1 month.
You know, or even that, like, they could have made it, like, give you a little bit more time, and you could have applied for, like, I have a child who needs formula. Or I have a child who needs, you know, milk, and it goes bad after 2 weeks. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, and with
you could have had a separate thing of people who their job was to bring in the goods,
right? Or and deliver,
yeah.
Because you can deliver things without any contact whatsoever.
Everyone was so rushed and scared, and then there was other people like, "Fuck it, I don't care." It was such a mixed bag of emotions at the beginning of the pandemic,
dude. I couldn't. That was some crazy shit, dude. I seriously thought even buttons were out to get me. You know, like on the keypads and stuff, and like I was just like, oh, everything's tainted.
Yeah,
like
everyone
was. Yeah, dude, it was weird, dude.
Because like, and then they're like, we have an antimicrobial covering on our buttons now. It doesn't hold coronavirus, it's
right?
Like, put something in my lungs. Like,
yeah, seriously.
But it's just that's what I would have done. That's just my opinion.
But it my thing is
how
that
many
is that
lives would
does
have been
that
saved that way though?
Does that Is it possible? That's what I've always wanted to know. Is it possible that if everybody seriously got on board with that, the entire planet would the coronavirus literally go extinct? Like go away? Like it wouldn't have anything to.
The coronavirus has been around for years.
Well, no, I know, but the kind that actually is infecting people, because there's
today,
coronavirus
COVID-19, which was invented
right
in a lab in 2019.
Well, so. But that's my question, is that, like, the flu and, like, stuff like that. Like, if everyone literally stayed away from each other for enough time for the thing to die, would it just be eradicated from the Earth? Because it has
That'd
to happen.
That'd be the best way to eradicate it from the Earth. Because here's the thing. You have two options. It's very common sense. I know people don't use a lot of that nowadays, especially with COVID. Everybody wants to freak out and throw a tizzy. It's real simple. You got two options. Okay, and this is where we're at now. We only have one option left, in my opinion. Option number one, at the beginning, we shut this shit down. Legitimately, you know, you don't just have your businesses want to stay open for money.
We have enough apps and internet to be able to do everything from our couches.
Not even that. Like, you have enough. You have enough people. This is what happened, okay? The buildings I was building were new builds.
Yeah.
They didn't have to get built.
Yeah.
I didn't have to be there. I didn't have to get laid off. That's what happened. I lost my job and I didn't even go back to the industry because of it. But it didn't have to happen. If they would have shut that shit down for a month, guess what? When we went back, it would have been the same damn spot. But we were essential. We were out in the world not knowing what the fuck to do because it was the very beginning of this. And we were probably spreading it to everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was getting it because we didn't. That's just how it was. I get it. But this is what I'm saying. We had two options.
Okay.
Option number one, you shut the shit down. You say we're acting this statute and everybody after, you know, here's your money. Everybody's got their money. Sweet. Go get the goods. If you're stupid with your money, that's your fault.
Yeah.
If you go buy an $8,000 diamond necklace and not the groceries you need to live off for the next month, we don't want you around anymore.
Right.
But pun intended, but. You give people a fighting chance to survive with the money you're going to give them over the next year anyways. You give people a fighting chance. You hunker down. Okay. Mm-hmm. You set up certain small things like police, fire, doctor, like emergency services. And then you maybe have a delivery service just in case something happens. Maybe someone loses electricity and they're good here, keep them or gone. These people can bring them to them, whatever. But you enact these small, small things of people, and then you shut the shit down.
Yeah.
Okay? Even if it's worldwide, whatever you have to do. But that's option number one. We didn't do that. We did this whole fucking slow the curve, wear your mask, and it didn't work.
Well, that's why.
Hold on. Hear me out. This is option number two. Option number two was, fuck it. We're going in raw dog right now. Okay? Because then you do your best once you figure out how to treat these people with ventilators or with, you know, I know everybody says ivermectin's a horse tranquilizer, but whatever you figure
out. Not tranquilizer.
Dewormer. Yeah, he has a trigger. Now I'm saying it. But that's what I'm saying. Like you find a hydrochloroquine or whatever it was that was helping people get over it without getting on a ventilator.
Steroids and whatnot.
And then the rest of the population gets their natural immunity, which they also don't want to talk about nowadays. That's like completely out of the picture. But those are your two options. That's your best bet right there, is to say, hey, here's where we're going to go with this. We're going to just run with it. People are getting natural immunity, and this will go away in the next 6 to 8 months.
And another thing, too, here's a third option. Actually, this would just go with option number two, is that teach people how to get a better immune system, how to build a better immune system. What foods you need to eat to combat this thing? What kind of exercises you need to do better?
That's the other thing. With big money, big pharma. Cool. Big pharma makes sure that the food we eat is shit.